Could a former Navy landing ship commissioned during World War II come to the rescue when the big Cascadia earthquake hits? The Astoria-based salvage chief could clear the Columbia River Channel so relief supplies could move in by water after the really big one. A group in Astoria is seeking public money to repair and upgrade their unusual boat for the unusual mission. Correspondent Tom Bonsi went on board to learn more.
For more than 50 years, the salvage chief responded to groundings and shipwrecks up and down the West Coast. Most famously, perhaps, her crew helped refloat the Exxon Valdez supertanker. A few years back, Astoria businessman Floyd Holcomb bought the retired 194-foot-long boat.
And the machinery on this ship, as you'll see, is in great condition. It's a tool.
Holcomb now envisions a new use for the salvage chief as a floating disaster response platform. It could pull wreckage out of the Columbia River to reopen the channel after the feared magnitude 9.0 Cascadia megaquake.
Because it's the only vessel to pull the debris from the Astoria and Longview bridges after they collapse.
Well, we'll go down the next floor of the hatch here. Okay.
As he leads a tour through the historic ship, Holcomb points out equipment that could generate electricity and purify water for lower Columbia towns that find themselves isolated after the big one.
Yes, yeah, 100-ton winches, inch and three-quarter cable, 2,100 feet of cable.
But first, the ship needs to go into dry dock for repairs and upgrades needed to regain Coast Guard certification. To pay for that, Holcomb and the nonprofit Salvage Chief Foundation are asking the Oregon legislature for nearly $2 million.
We're not going to have bake sales enough to take the Salvage Chief back to dry dock. We need $1.9 million.
And I will open a public hearing on Senate Bill 678.
The initial response to the money ask from state senators has been positive, but there are still many hurdles ahead. This was Committee Chair Alan Olson.
Thank you. That was quite a sales pitch, folks. quite well presented.
If the Oregon legislature ponies up, ship owner Holcomb says he'll turn to the Washington legislature next, since the two states share the Columbia River. Cowlitz County, Washington Emergency Management Coordinator Lorraine Churchill spends time thinking about the unthinkable earthquake.
Our bridges westward are forecasted to fail. Our roads are expected to fail. Rail, all impacted and impassable.
The one highway remaining, says Churchill, would be the Columbia River.
With her shallow draft, her winches power, her communications hubs, the salvage chief will be key in reopening the Columbia River Maritime Highway, key to enabling resources and commerce to re-enter our region again.
The supporters of restoring the salvage chief are also fielding skeptical questions, like, could the boat survive being torn from her moorings if a big tsunami follows the great earthquake? Owner Holcomb sounds unworried, given the ship's armored hull. Then there's the perennial question, isn't the boat too old? Retired ship's officer and now Salvage Chief Foundation Chairman Don Floyd.
It's still got a lot of time left on it. Heck, I think it's good for another 70 years at least.
Floyd says building a new ship with the same capabilities would be cost prohibitive, probably in excess of $100 million. I'm Tom Bonsi in Astoria.